is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. You could also follow us on Facebook. When you visit the website, you'll see our social media. The holidays are here. Happy, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is you celebrate. And what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas, Mr. Figaro?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions? We got answers, and for the holiday weekend, we all going to be merry, we all going to be jolly, and then it hits reality. So, what are you doing for this weekend? And Christmas, what is Christmas for? It's Christmas for kids, you know? It's so, you know, it's a beautiful feeling to see, you know, the kids' eyes, how it lit up when they open their gifts. But please don't give the children any clothes to open on Christmas Day, because anytime they open that gift and you have a pajama or you have some clothing there, they want to know what's wrong with you, mommy, daddy, auntie, granny. They want something to play with. You know, it's electronics, it's, you know, dolls, whatever, you know, books. Ugh. So you don't want to disappoint the children. So the holiday season is a joyous one. Unfortunately, we have a pandemic, you know, so it should only be immediate family, you know, a loved one. And, you know, some people, this is the only time they get any loving, you know. The Christmas holidays, the New Year's Day, and then things are back to normal. And what is normal? So this is Ask the Lawyer. And many times right after Christmas, what are the calls we get? You know, Mr. Figaro, I really need to start that divorce. You know, Mr. Figaro, I really overspent this Christmas holidays. It's a pandemic. These debts are killing me. I really need to do some sort of bankruptcy. I need to get control over my debts. So whether it be matrimonial issues, debt issues, these are some of the things that we think about right after the season or for the new year. Some people, they're thinking about, okay, should I be making better investments? Investments for my future, investments for when I grow older, investment for those kids that may not be as smart as you are, you know, because all fruit don't fall close to the tree. What does that mean? You may have had some success in your life as a professional, as a business owner, as a union worker. Just being a union worker is a huge benefit, believe me. They have a salary, they have medical benefits. A lot of us here, we don't have those benefits, so to speak, because non-union jobs, people have to struggle with the Obamacare system. So you have an option, but it's still expensive. So we start thinking about planning for the future. What is our future? What do we want to do in this new year? It's a similar discussion that I have with my clients sometimes at the end of the year. At the end of the year, was your client paying their bills? Should you keep that client? Just like how a client thinking, should I hire this attorney? Attorneys are thinking, should I keep this client? Client's concern is that they get their job done. I came for a divorce. I want a divorce. I came for debt relief. Help me with my debt relief. I came to plan for my future, complete my wills, help me with my proper estate planning. Come up with solutions, Mr. Figaro, because that's what clients want. Clients want solutions. They come and they talk to me and say, Mr. Figaro, this is the situation. And because I'm an experienced attorney with over a quarter century experience, I have to deliver even more because I'm more experienced. And you have to communicate to your clients in a manner in which they know that they obviously are getting not only an attorney that understands law, can research the law, but has experience, real-world experiences with different situations. These are some of the expectations, obviously, we have from our loved ones. If you don't want to go home, that's not good. If you didn't have a good Christmas weekend, New Year weekend, whatever, that's not good. Normally, all these soca parties start right after Christmas for the you trainees. Hey, I don't know how you could soca on Zoom. And there are so many changes. For example, the West Indian Day Parade was none this year, none next year. When is there going to be another parade? Is there ever going to be another parade? So this pandemic, there's a lot of uncertainties in our lives. We are hoping that Congress will give us a relief. People get extended unemployment and they get those checks, you know, in the mail. Yeah, I didn't get one. Anyway, yeah. So, as I said, there's uncertainty. So, as we enter this new year, 2021, we're saying, damn, 2020, hey, we don't want to have that. And then we learn about the variant with the COVID-19 virus. Like, damn, these viruses evolve? Shikes. Viruses evolve. They want to be better viruses. And similarly, we should strive to be better people. Either more successful, you know, make better decisions, have more successful relationships, you know, like those New Year resolutions that we try to have. All of these things come in this period that we are in now, Christmas, New Year, then we have Martin Luther King's birthday. Well, I support and celebrate Martin Luther King. Please don't call me on Martin Luther King's birthday. You could call me on Christopher Columbus's birthday. I don't celebrate that holiday. Why should I celebrate an oppressor? You may be able to get some of those white attorneys, a lot of them. You could call them on Martin Luther King birthday because they don't respect that guy. Why would they respect a man that gave you freedom and now you could be equal to them or try to be equal to them? And what makes you think that because you hire them as a lawyer, a professional, or whatever, they will have any empathy towards you? Do I see you as a transaction or do I see you as a person? I see you as a person. But when you give empathy to clients, do they give empathy to you, the lawyer? Do they pay the bill? Do they become bad debts? So there's a whole dynamic happening in life where empathy is concerned and how we make choices. And those are things that we need to look at. Did you get a book? Barack Obama's new book, The Promised Land. We've been debating hundreds of years for the Promised Land. Whoever thought KKK, Russia, and Trump could be a reality, but he was and still is a reality. He's like a fact check. But 17% of black people voted for him. What's wrong with them? Do they have mental issues? Do they know that they're black? Damn. Do they know that KKK, Russia, and Trump, just by his name, KKK, doesn't like blacks and Jews? Russian meaning what? Doesn't care about U.S. security from their traditional hater, the Soviet Union. And one of the things that we have to do in the new year is read, understand. The best website that you could go to and get the best articles in the world that we collect from various sources is Caribbean American Weekly. Yeah, www.cawnyc.com. Again, www.cawnyc.com. You could go to our nonprofit, Diversity, Inclusion, and Equality. You want to make a donation, go there. We at Figure and Associates, with our partners, with our plans that we have for the future, we've been out here for a quarter century, 2021, yeah. 2021 is when we celebrate at Figure and Associates 25 years. Yeah, that's a quarter century. And my brain working good, my staff brain are working good. So imagine the intelligence that we have. As the Jews say, we're not schmucks. We weren't born today. This is what you get when you come to our office. People who understand law and have the experience in law. Yeah. You know, sometimes you talk with people. You give them a consultation. Figure and Associates, ask the lawyer, call for a free consultation. Yeah. Talk to them. You give them some ideas, some plans. 2 years after, they say, boy, Mr. Figure, you know, I came to your office, but I had to go to this white lawyer. He charged me, let's say, $30,000, but you know, the job wasn't done. But I have $2 now. You want to take my case? What am I supposed to tell that person? What would you tell that person if you, as a professional, that person came to you, didn't use your service, come back broke, and what? So these are the experiences as a law practice that we have. And just like how clients will call and say, okay, what's your fees? We look at the industry. We look at what other law firms charge. We see patterns out there that is unbelievable. Yeah, because my experience, you'll come in the office and ask me 100 questions, but you go into this white people office and you ask them 2 questions. What's wrong with you? And that's what we call a slave mentality, that could articulate ourselves with our own, but we can't articulate ourselves with people in power. People like KKK, Russia, and Trump. Over 75 million of them so far that voted for him. That's a lot of people. And that includes black people and brown people. I remember, you know, when President Barack Obama was running for office and he came to Brooklyn. And I called some of the elected officials, the black ones. And they were like, yeah, Hillary Clinton, were you telling me about Obama? And I'm saying in my mind, damn, boy, 400 years and counting, and we still have that slave mentality. We don't know who to love because we don't understand who loves us and who is working for us. Part of the issue that we have is that we don't make the necessary adjustments in life. You know, getting an education, what is it? Education is not only books. An education also is listening to your grandma, your grandfather, the elderly. They share their experiences with you. Why you want to make mistakes that your grandparents made or your parents? The reason why they share their stories with you is so that you don't make those mistakes. That you will understand the importance of an education and be educated and start a business if you can. So we have to stop burning to learn. So when we talk about New Year resolutions, sometimes it's fickle because we just say it on the last day of the year, and by the first day of the next year, we didn't make any concerted changes in our lives. So as we celebrate this season, you know, whether it be Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, whether you're Muslim, non-Muslim, you know, at the end of the year, we have to reflect. We have to look in the mirror. We have to say, okay, this is my checklist for 2021. And all I say to you, my listenership, is obviously part of that checklist should be wear a mask, stay away from other people because we are still dying at an alarming rate in our community. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. This is your show. Each and every week, you could listen to us. We give you words to think about. We give you an opportunity to have a free consultation on any legal issue that you have, business issue, life issue, whatever you want to call for. Our number for that free consultation is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You know, sometimes I have to speak slower. You know how them Chinese speak fast. Love you guys. Have a great Christmas weekend, New Year weekend. Do everything in moderation. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.